Our next guest, composer and percussionist Keith Terry, is both musician and instrument. He plays his body. He's a founder and artistic director of CrossPulse, the rhythm-based intercultural music and dance group from Oakland, California. That's Body Beat from CrossPulse Percussion Ensemble's album, I Like Everything About You, Yes I Do, a People magazine pick for one of the top five kids' albums of the summer. Keith Terry has toured the world, collaborated with Bobby McFerrin, Robin Williams, and the Pickle Family Circus. He's in Boston for a series of events on this Body Music Week. Musicians from Bali, Danny Slap Jazz Barber from San Diego, who knew? We'll have more at hearnow.org as Keith joins us in the studio. Welcome, or should I say...
Sure, you
can't
say
it. Wow. Do that again. You're hitting your cheek. Well, now, see, how come I don't get that?
You thump your cheek.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're making as if you're saying oi, but you don't say that. But that's the mechanics of your mouth. And so you have to just find the timing. So it's you thump slightly before you make that shape with your mouth.
Oi, oi. Yeah, I see. That's what you're doing.
You get that water dripping sound.
Making the sound of the word oi. How did this start?
I had a moment in 1978. I was working as a drummer with tap dancers, a great generation of tap dancers. Most of them have passed on now, but like Sandman Sims, Chuck Green, Eddie Brown, Nicholas Brothers, those guys. And I was really so inspired by tap dancing, a dance that had its own inherent soundtrack. But I had a moment in a rehearsal where I realized I could displace everything I was playing on the drums onto my body. And I just stood up and started moving, and I haven't sat down since.
Well, can you demonstrate for us? We've got a standing microphone here. Can you demonstrate with a little bit of a performance, but also tell us what you're going to do before you do it? I mean, can you give us a little more range of
sure.
body?
I'm going to move over to another mic here.
Okay.
So if I start with hands,
you're rubbing
I'm rubbing my palms together, and then I, of course, snaps. Now I'm striking my fingertips together back and forth.
Right.
You get that sound. This is kind of a variation on rubbing the palms together. I involve the fingers more, and they're kind of rigid and spread. Then there's all kinds of claps. There's palm to palm, fingers on the palm, and then this one, which is called Roush in Morocco.
Ah.
Yeah. Where I spread my fingers really wide, and what happens is, and my fingers are kind of rigid, what happens is it traps a pocket of air in the palm. It gives that high popping sound. And then if I shift one hand to a different position.
So you've got your hands, you're clapping, but
I rotate one
you're
hand.
Rotating one hand a little
right.
bit.
Right, so now I can change pitch.
Listen to that.
A little bit of hands, chest. And now if I add the snaps with the chest. if I move down to arms, I can brush my arms.
Can you, over 30 seconds or so, put together a little bit of what you just demonstrated?
Sure. Yeah. And maybe I'll continue on down the body, too, to include my belly and thighs and even feet. We'll see what happens
okay.
here. So I'll
yeah.
go.
Oh, man. So you had it all going on there, the thighs, the hands, and we understand the butt comes into play
of
on
course.
Occasion as well. what are some of the influences? Because this is sounding like something that we know.
I think of it as the oldest music on the planet. And there are different styles. There are traditional styles all over the world. And I think of the voice also as under this umbrella of body music. So there's like Katachak from the Inuits. In Nunavut, in far northern Canada, where it's done primarily by women who stand close to each other, using each other's mouths as resonators. And it's a game.
Wait, they use each other's mouths?
They do. They stand very close, facing each other. They hold each other's arms. They rock gently, and they do this chanting, this rhythmic chanting, into each other's face. And the proximity of the mouth, it actually alters the sound. And it's a game. You're trying to make your, quote, opponent make the first mistake. So the music gets a little faster, a little more excited, and every song ends in big laughter.
Well, then we understand there's also Ethiopian armpit music.
Right. Years ago, I heard this amazing recording of Ethiopian armpit music. The notes describe the scene as people standing in a circle, clapping a pulse, and one by one, the soloist would come into the circle and play their armpit, you know, cupping their hand under their arm without a shirt on. I think all of your listeners know what I'm talking about here.
My dad used to do that.
Right. And if you have ever been a child or know a child, you probably are familiar with the sound. But it was an amazing recording in that the duration of tone and the variety of pitches were like no pits I have ever heard.
This is really quite something. When you perform, how you're a percussionist and you played with jazz artists, how much of what you do now, though, as a body musician is composed, and how much is improv?
It's a combination, Robin. Sometimes pieces are fully composed, and I perform them pretty much the same way each time, and others are fully improvised. I often just, as like my first demo, I didn't know what I was going to do in the beginning. I just knew I wanted to incorporate these sounds. And then there's combinations, structures that are partially composed with open sections for improvisation. And as long as I get back to from A to B, as long as I get back to B in some way, then I'm free to get there.
Someone once defined jazz that way to me once. They said jazz is just starting and ending together and everything else in the middle. You've also performed in places like Lincoln Center.
Right.
Are you testing the house the way any musician is? You know, let's hear how this thigh slap sounds in the 20th row.
Sure.
There's a science to it.
Well, it's complicated to get a decent sound in a large hall, or particularly if you're performing outdoors. It's a difficult instrument to mic. So, yes, we have to pay attention to all those things.
Yeah. Give us a little more. What's the most complicated, maybe even runs the danger of injury, sound that you play on yourself?
Well, I don't know. I don't think of them quite in that way, but I'll play something a little more complex for you, I guess.
Okay. Oh, yes. And now if I may play.
Oh, she's joining in.
That's composer and body percussionist Keith Terry. Quite something. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Any more than that, Jeremy, and I might hurt myself.
You're getting pretty good at that.
We'll leave you a little more of Cross Pulse's music. This is Body Music Slammed. For more on Body Week, go to hearandnow.org, and to see a video of Keith Terry performing in our studio, go to facebook.com/hearandnowradio. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.